Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear John Jansen at gmail.com, life advice from our own John Jansen.
Mm-hmm.
The first one comes courtesy of Stingray1222 on Twitch.
Okay.
He says, am I no longer a Michigan fan? Dear John, it goes without saying the Wolverine season has been a major disappointment. I was so down on Michigan leading to the rivalry game against MSU. I was convinced the Spartans were going to beat the Wolverines, and I put my money where my mouth was. I bet a sizable amount on MSU outright for an emotional hedge. First time in my life, I openly rooted for MSU. I was hate watching Michigan and rooting for my bet. My buddy, who's a diehard Michigan fan, knew about the bet and said I'm no longer a Michigan fan and has given me the new nickname, Captain Sparty. Do I need to burn my Michigan gear and accept my fate as a Spartan fan?
No, you can come back. Whatever you do with your money in terms of gambling, that's your call. It has nothing to do with your fandom. That's an investment. And I know most people don't see it as an investment, and it shouldn't be seen as an investment. But yeah, we will take you back. The frustration is real. It is real everywhere. And whether it's a you bet for Michigan to lose, you bet for him to win, it doesn't matter. It's a tough year. You can find a way, you can find a path back to respectability.
Yeah, I've never understood the real fan never picks against their team. No, the real fan is aware of the team's flaws. A real fan is honest. The real fan knows they root for their team, but they know their team's not perfect.
Yeah, and you can have bias.
Yeah.
Like I did at the beginning of the year. But then when reality sets in, you have to accept reality. How people accept reality is going to be very different when you're talking. Fan is short for fanatic, and you're allowed to be an emotional fanatic.
This is a coping mechanism. This is a person who deeply cares about Michigan and had into a sick, dark place because the team has brought them so much misery. Yeah. They are still a Michigan fan.
Yeah.
All right. The next one. This is about Lions gear.
Oh.
Kind of. Dear John, I'm writing you as a concerned wife. The Lions fever has taken over our house. Game days are an event, and my husband might be taking things too far. He bought jerseys for us to watch the games in, which was nice, and while a Lions helmet for decor in the living room isn't my style, I want to be supportive of something he's really excited about. Well, for my birthday last month, he bought me some Lions panties.
Oh.
A thong with the Detroit Lions logo on them. Why does he want to think about
small
the Lions
logo
when we're getting busy? How do I tell him I'm not wearing these? Oh, and there is a photo for reference.
I'm scared to look.
No,
is this an attractive photo?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with the photo.
It's just okay. the photo to the link of yes.
Yes.
Where they were purchased.
I believe the top picture is probably the photo of the thong that he bought.
Yeah.
The others are bathing suits.
Yeah, I'd need to see the other side.
John.
I totally approve. No, I'm just kidding. So is he going too far? All right. I'm guessing this isn't game day attire in regards to the only thing you're wearing. I mean, if that's the case, wow. That's a great way to watch a game. But you're not... You're not watching it with the kids at that point. So the helmet decor?
Yes.
it's only coming out for game time, right?
Right.
So it's not going to be there all week long.
It could be there all week long.
Well, it could be, but I wouldn't imagine that. Oh.
It could be.
Oh. Maybe is your house decorated all Lions?
I got him a Lions helmet for his birthday. So there, this is not from me.
I was going to say, is this Colin?
My birthday was last month. So there is a Lions, but it's sitting in the theater area, not in the living room. So, okay. But it's out. It's okay, out
but,
always.
But theater is for viewing.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the topic here, though. You got away from. Okay. Turn on, turn off. Irrelevant if your wife wore these. Clearly, it's a turn on for the guy. This guy.
Well, sure. He bought it for her.
And it sounds like it's a turn off for her.
Lion's hotness.
Okay, but I don't get why it's a turn off. I mean, if Colin fetish. Bought me Lion's underwear, I would be like, awesome, thank you. Like, what's wrong with this? Like, I don't think it went too far.
I don't necessarily see there's anything too far with this because you're going to have clothes on top. So it's not like you're saying, here's your game day attire. That's why I brought that up. Like,
but apparently, though, she thinks, obviously, the clothes on top are eventually going to come off and he's going to want to see the Lions logo when things are
Let's go.
Up.
Steamy. It's lingerie, by the way. This isn't like this is Lions lingerie. Right, that's the way it's branded.
The very photos are not like lingerie. Have Lions leather.
Very uncomfortable.
The photo is just like an everyday pair of underwear. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like to me lingerie is going to be much
like lace,
lacy and less material.
I can't believe you're making me look at this smut.
How dare I?
This next one. No one likes a one-upper. Dear John, Jim's 15-2 Lions take made me remember how much I hate one-uppers, especially this time of year. Mm. I'm the middle of three kids. We all have grown up and have our own careers. When we get together for the holidays, our youngest sibling always goes over our agreed spending limit. For context, we usually budget about $100 a person. Last year, he got us Bose headphones, three times that price. He's gotten us Yeti coolers in the past. He really likes giving gifts, but it makes us look cheap. The holidays are expensive enough as is. How do we address it with him?
I don't necessarily know that you do. I mean, I don't want to take away the gift giving and the excitement that he has. And if he's only doing up to make you feel bad because you're not spending as much as he is, then there's an issue. But I mean, it's kind of the younger sibling thing, right? They're always trying to overcompensate for something.
Yeah, I feel like this always happens in the family. There's always one person that either goes like above and beyond because we do kind of a gift exchange in our family too, and we set a price point. And there's always somebody who goes, I think, a little bit over, but I don't think they're doing it to be like, look at you, I'm beating you. I've got you a better gift. I think that they just like gift giving and they kind of just get into things and go overboard.
The only time the one-upper becomes annoying and just like stop talking is when every time you tell a story, like an organic story, hey, this just happened to me. And then they got to tell you something that is just a little bit more than, oh, well, this happened to me and it was a little bit worse, or this happened to me and it was a little bit better.
Amen.
Every time.
Yeah, the one-upping storyteller guy is one of the most annoying people on the planet.
Right. But if it's in terms of like, hey, the gift giving, then so be it. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, enjoy it.
Yeah, you stick to the limit, then
you're fine. Yeah. If someone goes above, that's their choice. They can't hold it against you. And it doesn't sound like this younger sibling is holding it against them. Time for one more.
All right. Thanksgiving my way. Dear John, I'm hosting Thanksgiving this year for the first time. It's my wife and I with our two teenage daughters, my older brother, plus my sister-in-law, mom and dad, and grandma and grandpa. Our daughters don't really like Thanksgiving Day food, and my wife thinks we should do something a little different. She pitched the idea of doing homemade lasagna with like this fresh antipasto salad and bruschetta. She offered to make pumpkin tiramisu, which sounds phenomenal. I'm not sure how this will go over with my traditional family. John, I know you like tradition, but happy wife and kids, happy life. Any advice?
Yeah. If we're not having turkey, we're having lasagna. Me and the rest of the family is going to go find somewhere else to go have Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy it with the girls, the kids, whatever, whoever they are. If they don't like it, the kids don't like it, you can make that on the side for them. But that's up to you. If you want to add more, there's already enough going on at Thanksgiving dinner. Like that is chaos in the house. But no, that's not happening. Not at all. It's not even a consideration.
You don't like Thanksgiving food.
I don't love Thanksgiving. I don't love the food, but there is enough Thanksgiving Day food that I can find something I do enjoy. Or guess what? I bring what I like to the party. So we typically don't host. So I have that luxury of like, I'm going to make whatever, the salad or whatever it is I'm bringing. I make it the way I like it. Right. And then I can eat that along with all the other things. Sure. There's always stuff you can eat on the side.
Yeah, there's plenty of options for Thanksgiving.
The sides are the best part of Thanksgiving.
I think so.
To me, anyway. Whoa. The mashed potatoes, the stuffing, if you do a mac and cheese.
Whoa. You're cooking your turkey wrong. You're doing it wrong.
Can we acknowledge turkey is not that good? It's not. It's fine. It's not that good.
It says the guy who's never stepped foot in Michigan until he was hired here. Like, I don't know where you're from.
You think turkey's the star of Thanksgiving?
I think everything else is called sides for a reason. The main dish is turkey. Now, it's made better by the sides, and you can complement it with the sides, but the turkey, if you don't like your turkey, then you're cooking it wrong. There's
Bingo.
So many different ways that you can do it.
Yeah,
who
it's
cooks
the
turkey at your house?
Well, we don't host.
You get it catered, right?
I know, but who's making it?
My parents, my mom.
Well,
Mom? I don't mean to diss your mom. In fact, I think her turkey would probably be delicious. I think there's just something wrong with you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could deep fry it. You could do it traditionally in the oven. John. You can inject it. You can smoke it.
You can bacon wrap it.
Oh, my goodness. You could do so many things.
I've had good turkey, bad turkey. I know the difference. All turkey, though, still secondary to the highlight of Thanksgiving, which is the sides.
Pumpkin pie.
Sure.
By the way, the pumpkin tiramisu, that sounded really good.
That would be really good.
Compliment the pumpkin pie with a little pumpkin tiramisu. I'm all for it. Yeah, add those.
Just add everything on top of the traditional food.
So you're saying add the lasagna too.
If they want it.
The rest of it. But you can't do it without.
Well, you can't go without turkey at Thanksgiving. No. There's no option.
Things don't have to look a certain way.
Well,
for John, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving must for John.
Yeah,
there will be no deviation.
Okay, you can have a side of steak with your turkey.
And then we're watching the Lions at 12:30. Damn it!
I just can't imagine.
I can't believe Greg doesn't think turkey has to be there. That's one of your most shocking opinions ever, and it lends me to think. I think I finally figured out who you voted for.
Oh boy.
Okay. That is Dear John.
Boy.
The responses await. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants Bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you and work with you to build a financial plan that fits your situation. And as you grow, they're going to grow with you. As you need other things, they offer them as well. Today, I've already been on email talking to the bank a bunch of different times. So they meet you where you're at. And that's one of the great things about First Merchants Bank. Some of the other ones are the highly rated mobile banking app. They've got innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. And they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, tons of ticket text reacting to Dear John. We had quite the list of topics today. By the way, Mike Tirico will join us 9:35, Lions on Sunday Night Football. Always good to check in with him. Texter says, as long as he doesn't sing forward down the field when he sees the panties, I think you're good, Jake and Howell.
No comments on any of that.
Says, I do have Lions gear that pops up in my ads on Facebook. I see women's yoga pants and even bikinis. Sometimes I think my wife would look hot in them. Thong might be going too far, though. LOL.
What was the last part? The what might be going too far?
Thong. A thong might be going too far.
I guess if she doesn't wear thongs, then yeah. But if she does.
Some people should. Some people shouldn't. I'll just leave it at that.
Maybe Lions...
Like on the beach, maybe? Are we talking like at home? If that's what you want to wear?
For the privacy of your own home, go for it.
Go for it.
Maybe this Lions fan has a few trick plays up his sleeve.
Oh, spicing it up.
That's right. Guy probably thinks he'll get lucky after the Lions game if his wife wears those Lions panties. If they lose, he'll probably get shut out. Oh, well. this one says, a real fan's aware of their team's flaws? Then Jim must be a super fan of the Tigers. It was tough listening to him with the mean, sarcastic remarks for most of the season. Signed, Ron B. On the Thanksgiving topic.
Ron Burgundy?
Might have been. Texter says, turkey is gross. If you're not having ham for Thanksgiving, I would not go to Thanksgiving.
Who has ham?
You have ham.
Oh,
ham's
normal. Easter.
No, you
have
ham
Christmas.
At Easter. You do both for Thanksgiving, right?
You can, as long as you have the turkey.
None of my family likes the traditional stuff, so we do steak and lobster. Easier to prepare, and everyone's happy.
If everyone's on board, go for it.
That would be a close second. Steak and lobster would be all right.
Cookies, I'm 100% with you. Not sure how you're on Side Island here. There's nothing great about turkey. It's forced.
I don't think it's forced. I think if you don't like the turkey that you're eating, you're just doing it wrong. Try a new way.
Turkey done right is marinated and fried on the ticket text. Deboned and deep fried with all the trimmings. Yes, turkey is the star. Some people support me. Say, Jim. Oh, this one says John's right. John's absolutely right. If you think the sides are better, you don't know how to cook the turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey's disgusting. All it does is make you tired. I would prefer pizza on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Oh, you don't like turkey and the nap that follows?
Lasagna for the win. We've done it for 20 years. Turkey is the worst part of Thanksgiving.
To each their own. I'm not going to tell you how to do your Thanksgiving. You just asked me, would I be okay with lasagna? If it's a complimentary side, because you have some people that aren't, maybe you have some people that aren't going to eat meat. You can have a meatless lasagna. I'm not sure why, but you can.
That's good.
I do think like the smell of the turkey is better than actually eating
you
it.
Walk inside with them.
And that's part of the Thanksgiving like aroma of the house and everything else blending together. I gotta say though, John, I try to be a fair person here, and I do think we need to at least concede a little here that turkey's not quite maybe the way it used to be. It's lost some of its pizzazz with the younger people. I do think that the ticket texts are overwhelming. It's one thing that the people aren't saying necessarily don't have it at the dinner, but
sure, it's part of Thanksgiving, but it's not the star is what I said.
Yeah. More people are in line with Jim here. That's a rarity.
Rave about that. Yeah, I was going to say this is a unique time for the show. Let me revel in
Bask
it for a second.
Been a good week with you. 15-2 train. And
yeah. The one up
slowly winning people over.
I said at the time too, I'm like, you're a tool. My exact words was when you tried to one up, you're a tool.
I didn't try to. I did one up.
Right. And you're still a tool.
This one says, John is wrong. Thanksgiving is about giving thanks and being with family. Turkey's pretty mediocre. Football and family. That's the key. Max in Bath, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, John, come on. It's about thanks and family, not about your mediocre
turkey. And the kids know when they have their, you know, they have their Thanksgivings, when if they want dad to come, they're going to have turkey. Now it's theirs, and they can have whatever they want. If they want to have lasagna as their main dish, they just want to have a turkey breast on the side for dad, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
So how would you react if you had shown, this is down the line, you're going to one of your kids hosting Thanksgiving, and they spring a lasagna on you, and there's no turkey. Do you leave?
Like, wait a second here. Where's the turkey?
Would you leave? Or would you like grumble? You'd make fun of them.
I'd be the grumpy old man. Grandpa, he's grumpier than hell. Why is he grumpy? Well, there's no turkey. Yeah. Because you can't put, I mean, yes, you can. And I have put gravy on lasagna. But what? Why would you even have gravy if you're having lasagna? Right. Why would you have mashed potatoes? Because mashed potatoes do go with everything. Mm-hmm. They're actually wonderful with lasagna, but most people wouldn't pair them together.
Should this person give them a heads up if they're not going to do the traditional Thanksgiving?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, heads up. And then you can be like Heather. Be like, you know what? I'll bring a turkey.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be big. If there's going to be 12 people there and only two are going to have turkey, I'm going to bring a smaller turkey breast. I'll take the leftovers with me because they're just as good as the original. But I think you should have that option.
We'll get to Tirico in a second. Let's get to Heather's news.
During Wednesday's episode of New Heights, the podcast, Jason Kelce continued to express regret for his actions before that Penn State-Ohio State game. And after he made some statements, his brother, Travis, kind of chimed in, commended his brother and how he handled the aftermath of the situation, and also came to his defense.
Yeah, great.
Nice response. Police in Ann Arbor are on the lookout for a man who actually assaulted a driver during a road rage incident that took place early on Wednesday morning. Police are saying there was a person that pulled up behind a stopped vehicle at a yellow blinking light. This was at an intersection right around 1 a.m. Well, the stopped driver just wasn't moving, so the victim, the person behind him, kind of made some offensive gesture towards the driver, telling him to come on, get moving, go. Well, that's when that driver of the front car jumped out, pulled the victim out of their vehicle, and then punched him in the face. The victim also believes that the suspect had a handgun on him. The suspect got back in their car, fled the scene. Now, police are trying to search for who that person was. The whole thing is a little bizarre. To me, I mean, did he pull him out the window? Did he open the door and pull him out? Because isn't your door locked? All of it is a little silly. Well, not silly, but a little strange. A group of masked men approached a woman who was inside a dorm building on Oakland University, and they tried to rob her on Wednesday morning. According to school police, the victim was on the second floor of Oakview Hall. This was around 12:30 a.m., and five guys in ski masks walked up to her, and then they started asking her if she wanted company, if she had a roommate, if she wanted to take a car ride with them. But then there was some sort of struggle between them, and the guys were trying to take the victim's keys from her. Thankfully, she was able to scream for help. Her roommate was there, opened the door, and that's when these guys ran, fled the building. They were all wearing dark colored jackets, about 5'11 to 6 feet tall. That's the only description we're getting. They were all obviously in ski masks, so their features couldn't be described. But anybody with information is being asked to contact the Oakland University Police. Scary situation for sure. Yeah. Also scary, a Westland man was arrested after authorities say he tried to get into the U.S. Capitol on election day while he was carrying a flare gun, a torch lighter. He had bottles of gasoline in a backpack. He also had this manifesto and a letter to Congress. Got in his car, drove the 8 hours to Washington, D.C., showed up at the Capitol, kind of walked in through the south entrance, and he was in line through like the police scanning process. And you have to put your bag on the x-ray machine, put your jacket, did that. That's when they noticed all these things in his backpack. And they also said he reeked, could smell of gasoline, and the backpack smelled of gasoline as well. Taken out to be interviewed, handcuffed, arrested, facing charges of possession of a prohibited weapon, unlawful activities, and disorderly conduct. Police are still investigating what his plan actually was and why he was there at the Capitol as well.
Deeply disturbing.
Yeah,
very,
for sure.
Very good they caught him.
Finally, not that shocking, your food could be aging you. Ultra-processed foods like packaged snacks, really sugary drinks, mass-processed breads, yogurts, breakfast cereals, even like meat alternatives have been linked to accelerated biological aging. So our biological age, which is like the age of our cells and our tissues, is influenced by genetics, lifestyle, like your diet and your exercise. And there's this study that says middle-aged and elderly people who got more than 14% of their daily calories from these ultra-processed foods are biologically older than their counterparts who
I get it.
Eat what you put in your body.
Yeah. We all know. And I mean, it's been linked to cancer, to like a lot of sugar, candies, things like that. I mean, we all know it, but it's sometimes hard to
say no.
Say yes, exactly.
Yep. Heather with the news. Coming up next, Mike Tirico, Lions on Sunday Night Football. It's 97.1. I'm still not over this Thanksgiving deal, and neither is the audience.
Okay.
Ticket Texter says, you're right, Cookies. Sides are the star of the show. Turkey is a subpar dinner meat. I'll take ham on Thanksgiving over turkey.
Yeah, but if you have ham on Thanksgiving, it changes the sides.
How so? You could still do the same sides. You can still do your cheesy potatoes and your stuffing and mashed potatoes.
Cheesy potatoes.
Some people do that.
Yeah, have cheesy potatoes.
You can do multiple kinds of potatoes.
If you have ham, but you got to have mashed potatoes. You got to have turkey gravy.
Yeah, you can still do that with ham, right?
How are you going to get your turkey gravy? You got to buy it in the store?
No, what do you mean? You can make your own gravy and put it with the mashed potatoes.
If you don't have turkey, how are you going to have turkey gravy?
John, you could serve mashed potatoes with gravy without there being turkey there. You can.
No, you're missing the point. If you don't cook a turkey...
You're saying you want the fresh turkey gravy.
Yeah!
I understand what you're saying.
I don't want the store-bought.
The subject matter here is turkey. We got into it a little bit with Dear John. I said it's not the star of Thanksgiving. People have pointed out correctly on the ticket text, if turkey's so good, why do we only have it a couple times a year?
Because you're doing it wrong. If you do it right, you're going to want to have it more than just once a year. We have it frequently in the Jansen house.
See, your thing is if you know what you're doing in the kitchen, you can make turkey taste very good. And I've had good turkey. My grandfather was a great cook. My point is if you're a great cook, you can also make the sides really good. And they have higher ceilings, John. They do. Turkey can only be so good. I think you can get a higher ceiling out of a mashed potato, out of a stuffing, out of whatever side dishes, a mac and cheese that your family does. That's my point. My contention.
Your contention. Yes. I don't agree with your point, but I will concede that it is your point.
And in the totally unbiased way of measuring this, I tweeted out, we stumbled into a show disagreement. What's the star of Thanksgiving? 80% say the sides.
All right.
Totally unbiased. My Twitter poll, 80% say sides over turkey.
Well, you finally won one.
How long have we been doing the show together? It only took eight, nine months.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, you just had your baby.
People are also loving Mike Tirico.
Oh, Mike's great. He is the best. I mean, when you talk to him, because you could talk anything, right? And obviously we're talking Lions with him. And he's got the connection, even though he's not from the area. He lives in the area. His wife is a native to Michigan. And he does have that great perspective of talking to other fan bases and being exposed to other fan bases. That's why I love the question of, what is the perception of the Detroit Lions outside of Detroit?
You love your question.
Well, I love his answer.
His answer was very, very good.
Yeah.
He said a couple things in there that, like, this year so far has been about the return importance of the run game. And it's something where he said it. I'm like, well, yeah, but he's right, but no one's really said it.
Yeah.
It's Saquon Barkley and the difference he's made for the Eagles. It's Derrick Henry and the difference he's made for Baltimore. It's clearly what Detroit is built on. It's what, when San Francisco's humming, they run the ball. Buffalo has been better committed to running the football this season. It's a huge theme this year, and it's so obvious, but no one's really just said it on our show, and Mike's great.
Well, and how about, okay, you know, talk about the run game and how important it is. You got two guys right now. Jahmyr Gibbs has 656 yards. Montgomery has 488 yards. Both guys are on pace to be 1,000-yard backs. I mean, and so when you you talk about Derrick Henry and the opportunity that he may have to be a 2,000-yard back. The last time that he was on pace for this, what happened in, I think it was week 14, had a, I believe it was a foot injury.
I think you're right. He wore down a little bit.
Yeah, it came up short. And now you've got two guys that are going to do the job of one Derrick Henry, and I understand the difference there, but chances are both guys are going to be healthier than one Derrick Henry. The wear and tear, now he's amazing.
Yeah.
But the 1-2 punch, because they're both different styles too.
And you see it even within a game. Like often it's Montgomery early, setting the tone, showing that the Lions are going to win the battle up front. And then as soon as Montgomery leaves the game, Gibbs is fresh.
Yeah, and then boom, he goes.
In the last game, I think it was the third quarter, he came out and it was like a bolt of lightning.
Yeah.
And the other team's on their heels because they've been getting worn down by David Montgomery. And it works the other way. Gibbs has had some good first halves. And then the other team's huffing and puffing trying to keep up. And they can't catch their breath because a sledgehammer hits them over the head with David Montgomery.
Yeah. And the irony is, we talk about the numbers for both of these guys. It's 103 carries for Gibbs. And he's got, what, almost 200 yards more than Montgomery, who's had seven more carries. But it's both backs being able to be dominant in their own respect.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.